Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, RCC. Joe here from a very dark, dark day in New York. But I want to bring callers on the line right away and say hello to Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Joe. How are you? Good to be here.
Hello, good. How are you doing, bro?
Oh, sorry, that's me.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm still, sorry. Still getting tuned in here.
Yeah, you and me both. I hit the wrong song. I was like, all right, that just happened. Deal with my noise, Rock People. I'm sorry. but, all right, let me unmute some more people. How you doing, Jerry? Anything interesting out in your neck of the woods?
Well, not necessarily locally, but, boy, yesterday, just all kinds of stuff, and I'm really feeling it, and I don't have it all pulled together yet, but there's a
ton
of stuff.
We'll get everyone on, and we'll get into it. There is so much.
Yeah.
It's exciting time. I have a list, you know, with everyone's number. I'm saying it's everyone who's listening, and it's all, you know, Sharpie. I'm just going to unmute everyone right now at once because there's a lot of callers, and so you're all unmuted. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, everyone. I love you all.
Tana.
Hi, Tana.
Hi. Love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Church time. Yay. Hi, chat. Love you, chat. Love everyone listening and all the brides. I love you, brides online, too. All right, I'm done.
Thank you for that dose of love, Tana. We have 14 users in chat tonight. We're excited. Tonight, I believe that our dear, loved brother Roman, his mother, is listening in tonight, and Roman asked that we play telephone on her, so we definitely need to make time for that later in the show. So someone please remind me if I forget. But, okay, that being said, there's other people on the line. Who else is there besides?
Yo, Joe. Yo. Hi, Katie.
Yo, is it Katie?
Hey,
Katie.
What's up?
Okay.
Hey, it's Mike. Hey, Joe.
Hey, who's this now?
It's Mike.
Mike, I thought.
Hi, Mike.
Mike Pate.
How are
yeah.
you? So happy
hey, everybody.
Again today. Hi, good to have you back today. How have you been, bro?
Oh, doing great. Yeah, things are awesome. A little bit rainy here today, but other than that, it was still pretty warm and just living the dream.
Aren't we all at this point?
Absolutely.
The spirit is being poured out on the bride of Bunny.
Sure is.
True blessing. It really is. Who else do we have on the line? We have a silent Sally on the line, but that's okay if you don't want to talk. But, okay, well, welcome, everybody. There's new numbers from my list, so moving on. So, Jerry, you want to get into some of the things that are going on? I mean, it's just like, where to even start?
Yeah, exactly where to start. I'll tell you. I've been trying to work for 2 days, looking at the days that are just ahead of us, because the overnight, really, of the third and fourth, I think, is a really, really extraordinarily poignant time for us watchers and date setters. It is exactly 7 days after the 28th of July, and it's not mostly about me, but I realized actually something this afternoon. I had that dream about the 28th, and it was really kind of a vision. And he showed me that, you know, the pages of the calendar, and each page represented a week. And the pages flipped through, and he was saying 7, and then Pentecost, and then he showed me the 28th of July. Well, you know, what we did was we counted back from the original Pentecost, 50 more days, and that's the 28th of July. And I realized today that those pages were flipping backwards, and I kind of always knew it, and I just, it's one of those details that I didn't pay enough attention to. But one of the sevens, I believe, is from the 28th to this period of time we have coming up between the 3rd and the 4th of August. I believe it started there and then went backwards up and counted in that direction, which was always the way it was presented. I mean, I always knew that. I just didn't think it was meaningful because I had the 28th that I was looking at and of July in this case. And so anyway, that's something I just realized today. So all the sevens and so on, anyway, so that's just a little detail that's new for me today. But yesterday I started to compile a list of things that points us absolutely here at the third and the fourth, and I'm going to call it the overnight of the third and the fourth. And there's so many things that I have no idea how many there will be by the time I get, and I think I'll be gone before I get them all compiled. But there are so many that I can't even estimate what the number is. However, the first and foremost in our group is going to be based on Judy's son, Little John, and his birthday, which happens to be the 3rd of August tomorrow. And I will, I don't know if summarize isn't the best word, but he had a prophecy when he was born over him that Judy's mentioned a couple of times, and I know some of us are familiar with, and it was about how he power of God was going to fall on him at a young age, and that he would, you know, powerfully
minister to the poor, and minister the spirit to the, or something like that.
Yeah, and that at a young age, and he would walk with God like Enoch was the end of it, which is what we basically have been perceiving, the messages we've received about the translation. That's exactly. And Carol did a wonderful job several weeks ago, outlining all of that and how our expectations are entirely in line with an Enoch walk with God, how he was taken. And so that's really kind of where it starts, is when he was born. And this prophecy was uttered in the room of his birth by some godly people who were there at the time. And Judy can tell that story way better than I can, but that's where it really starts, I think. And then we come up to today, and I'm just summarizing right now because there's just no literally way I can possibly go through it all right yet. But we come up to today, and his birthday happens to be exactly the day before the person of ill repute in the White House. And that's what we're told his birthday is the 4th of August, which also becomes the beginning of the 9th of Av, which is a huge day in Israel. And so the overnight, from our point of view, of the 3rd and the 4th is very interesting because several of us have gotten actual times of day that we would be taken. And the people out west have a time of day that would put them in the third, on, you know, before midnight. And the people in the east, whose time would be later at a similar time of day, have times that would put them in the fourth, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, what have you. So in a moment in the overnight between the third and fourth, we would partly be in those two different places. Now, there's a bunch of numbers and things that come up, and I think a really, you know, it would take a really organized way to go through all this, and I was working on that. I've got some of it. But I know last night I learned that Jason had an experience, I think it was yesterday on the show, where he was in chat, but then as a guest, and his number disappeared, but he could still hear this show, still see chat. It was like he'd been kicked out. And the Lord said, look at what your number is. And that number added up to 11. Well, Judy's son is going to be 11 years old on the 3rd. He was born on the 3rd of August, and you add those two up, you get 11. And so the point is, in short, that I have never seen in all my years, which have been substantial, looking down the breadcrumbs, both biblical and otherwise, so many things that point us right to this moment. And
one thing, can I add to that? Can I add something? I also had a dream
a dream during my birthday of this year of Nate and Jesus and me all sitting at a table, and we were eating birthday cake. And I thought that it was for my birthday, but it could be for Nate's birthday. So just wanted to share that.
Wow. Okay.
That's so cool. I was going to ask Katie to share that because I knew that, but I didn't know if she wanted to share, and I was just praying. I was like, please make her share it, and she just cut in and did that. I love when that happens.
Thanks, Katie. That's just great. I mean, the thing is, I think so many of us have had things. Like, you know, Carol has had this Christmas in July thing. Well, with the offset of a Julian calendar, it still is July. It really goes on and on. I really am kind of speechless about this because I have never, ever, ever seen anything like this. And this isn't just counting days and adding up things and attaching them vaguely to a Hebrew holiday. I mean, there are so many people in our group have had a personal experience in leading to information that directly connects to this. It's extraordinary. The fact that I should probably, one of the more biblical things, there's a lot of it's biblical. Anyway, one of the really powerful things that occurred to me was several weeks ago, I sent Judy a text about something. It was just a spur-of-the-moment thought about, we were looking at June and July, and then it was just, hey, you know, Obama's birthday is the 4th. Of August, and he's sort of Pharaoh of the earth, and there are only two birthdays mentioned in all of the Bible, and one of them is Pharaoh's birthday, where the butcher and the baker's heads were lifted up, and the baker was executed, and the butler was saved, and in other words, the butler was restored, the baker served unleavened bread, he was executed, and there's... You can really go on about that. It also relates to the story of Joseph, of course. But so are we going to be lifted up and taken out on Pharaoh's birthday? I think there's a very strong possibility of it, partly because if you look, for example, later on in history, in Exodus, I don't know that it was Pharaoh's birthday, but what I do know is it was Pharaoh who finally had to acquiesce to the will of God to let the Hebrews go. And that's what began the Exodus on Passover. But it was Pharaoh who had to basically say, I give, and go, let them go. So Pharaoh ties into the Exodus and the departure story significantly, and it's extraordinary that this year, his birthday, or earthly human current Pharaoh, is actually his birthday is the beginning of the ninth of Av. Ninth of Av is when the two prior Hebrew temples were destroyed. And we are the third temple. In our body is the Holy Spirit, the third temple of God on earth. And for that to poof, so to speak, you know, on or near that day, be a tremendous sign, an entirely fitting thing. So anyway, that number, when Jason was in chat, the number that the Lord had him look at was 1424. That was what guest number he was that night. And he added it up, did the sort of the numerology adding thing, and it added to 11. I guess I said that, sorry. But there's so much here. Like I say, I don't have it all organized, but it just goes on and on and on. And I'm looking, there's some things. I wanted to mention that Carol specifically, though, because the way Carol got Christmas in July was she woke up in the middle of the night on the overnight between the 27th and the 28th of July. And I think she saw like a vision of the words, away in a manger. Well, to do it justice, I really would probably like to have some more details together. But the thing is, there's a constellation in Cancer, the crab, that is called Praesep. And it's not called that anymore. In fact, the common modern name for it is the beehive cluster, but the ancient name for it is Praesep. And that cluster is called, that name means manger, like a way in a manger. It's right in the center of the constellation of Cancer. And the planet Mercury in ancient times in the morning was considered, like, for example, the Greeks considered it Apollo. But in the evening, when it showed up in the evening sky, they considered it Hermes. And I'm going to read real quick a section from Wikipedia about what Hermes is. Hermes is a god of transitions and boundaries. He is quick and cunning and moved freely between the worlds of the mortal and the divine as emissary and messenger of the gods, intercessor between mortals and the divine, and conductor of souls into the afterlife. He is protector and patron of travelers, herdsmen, thieves, orders, and wit, etc., etc., etc. In some myths, he is a trickster and outwits other gods for his own satisfaction for the sake of humankind. So I'm going to stop there in the description, and others can look that up, and I may come back with more later. But the point is, on that at that exact time in the sky, and only on that day, is the planet Mercury in the center of this relatively small cluster called the manger. So the transmitter of souls between Earth and the gods, and this is a godly sign, by the way. This is not just Greek or pagan mythology. This goes back to the ancient times and ancient meanings, which come out of the foundational characters of Scripture. So this is another example. And then there are other people I can know that that both Jonathan Kleck is, you know, totally absolutely saying, you know, it's just super soon and any moment, and he's getting a similar message, and he's seeing these same things, for example, like the destruction of the temple. And also Anna from YouTube 777AEJ, she has an event this weekend which she has been aware would come about for at least months, if not years, where she believes it's quite clear that that she could definitely poof before Monday based on the messages. So I think everybody that I see is absolutely everybody I know who is strongly led by the Lord, almost, that I see, whether it's in the internet, but particularly even in our family, we've all gotten a different message. Jason's had a couple of experiences. He's had all of his basic family members in his house saved in the last very short period of time, and he's getting more messages. And we were in chat late last night, and they just sort of adopted a tiny little kitty that showed up at their door, and they named it Midnight. And it just goes on and on. There's all these different things, and we're being led to see things different ways. And quite frankly, I kind of want to stop because I want to take notes. I know there's other things out there that I don't know, and I'd like people to just sort of share what they're aware of. And I'm going to try to collect all this stuff, and if there's time, I'll organize it. Because if this is, I have never, ever seen anything like this, and so many of these signs are so powerful. And this entire group, this entire family, this entire church, our rapture-centric church, was founded on Jesus and a little 10-year-old prophet who the Lord fell on. And the prophecy on his life, whose birthday is tomorrow, is extraordinary.
Amen.
Amen. Jerry, thank you so much. Like, boom, mind blown over here. Like, I'm ruffling through my notes. Like, the Lord has me studying similar stuff. Other people, members of the bride, probably some listening, have been talking about it. Like, it's like we're working as one right now. It's just, it's so supernatural. I just want to take a minute to, like, acknowledge just the outpouring of the Spirit that's happening for us and how lost and alone we would all feel without the Lord doing this for us.
I want to say I opened something today that I'd gotten, and it said, Christmas in July.
Wow. Hey, I have a question for Tana.
Yes?
Last night in chat, you were talking about August 7th or a 7. Can you explain a little about where that came from? Because I wasn't sure where it came from. Or what, because
I
have
I
a different...
I did 3 plus 4 to 7 is what I did. And then others were talking about 7. I did, you know, just the eve of 3/3 and 4th, I said, that equals 7 too. that's where I was, I don't know what else I said, but that was where that came from. 3 plus 4
okay.
equals 7. While he was talking about 3 and 4 and 7, and I'm like, 3 plus 4 equals 7 too.
That's exactly right, and you mentioned August 7th, but I also want to mention, and this I thought about this either before I went to sleep or when I woke up, but either way, it was the 3rd of August, Little John's birthday, is the 7th of Av, and there's more than one scripture about things happening on the 8th day, and the 8th day could refer to the 8th of Av, and so we're looking at the overnight, and because they count their days from sunset, late on the 3rd of August actually becomes the 8th, and so anyway, the 3rd of August is the 7th of Av.
Well, and the 7th day they rested.
That's right. Yeah, that too. Yeah.
I was going to say, gosh, what was I going to say? I said about the Christmas in July. Oh, I was going to tell you guys. Sorry, go ahead. No, I was going to say about the 9th of Av. All these things happen to the Jews. Like, bad things happen to the Jews on the 9th of Av throughout history. Massacres and them exiled from lands and everything. In that one video that someone had about the 9th of Av. All these things happened in addition to the two temples that Jerry mentioned being destroyed. So 9th of Av is a very significant date for the Jews, I have to say.
Oh, yeah. It's enormous, huge. And some of those experiences also coincide with the so-called blood moon tetrads, the lunar eclipse sequences, that when their totals have often matched up with calamities for the Jewish nation. For example, in 1492, the Jews were expelled as part of the Inquisition from Spain, the same year Columbus set sail for America, which became a haven for them. And it was done on the 9th of Av. So the expulsion occurred during the Tetrads on the 9th of Av.
Crazy. Katie, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, you know, God had led me to believe something would happen on the 27th and the 28th and July or whatever. And I remember getting an email that said, coming in August. And I was like, oh, no, Lord. You're not coming in August, because it was, like, July 27th. And I was like, no, there's no way. And then I saw that email, and I was like, okay. Now that it's August, I guess it could happen.
It's so on. We're going home. I have piles of notes that I'm working on little things, Lord has, but just in my spirit, I've never felt it stronger. It's like I almost just step away from the notes, and I'm like, you know, it keeps me, it helps the time go by. It really does. Like, suddenly it's the next day, and I'm like, oh, okay. But it's, and we're all feeling it. That's the amazing thing on this. It's amazing.
And I'm going to be honest with you guys, the Lord has never really talked to me like he did two nights ago. I mean, he literally, I mean, I've never heard God's voice like that before, you know, him just saying, I love you so much. And, I mean, my body was literally floating in the air, like I was being lifted up. And, I mean, it was just like I thought I was going to be taken, you know, and that, I mean, that's happened to me a couple times, but not like that. That was him literally dragging me by my feet off my bed and letting me see him, and just, it was, wow.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow. I was beginning to realize some of these things last night. I talked to Judy, and I could just feel it. It was just, the Holy Spirit was just, my whole body was just like shaking.
Yeah.
You know, just
I'm
like,
the same way. I'm the same way.
Yeah. So this is, it's just, whatever this is, it's huge. I've never, this is so incomparable to anything I have ever seen. I don't even know what to say about it, really.
In chat, Alana got, she got him saying it's the 7th. Last month I heard it's the 7th, Alana said. And then Raina said, I know that the Lord told my 11-year-old daughter we're going before the 5th of August. So everything's lining up.
Yeah.
It's also lining up. Guys, let's take a little pause. I'm sorry. No, Jerry, continue if you have something to say.
Well, actually, what I was going to say, I have more stuff, but I can add one little fun detail from last night. But I think we should do, Romans. Moms.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to. Roman, if you could tell us your mom's name in chat, that would be awesome. Because you're not inboxing me back, Roman. Sorry, go on, Jerry.
No, that's all. I just think if you want to, I can say this real quick though. If we're waiting, if Roman can message you. Okay.
I got it. Yeah, but please finish
okay.
your thoughts. I mean.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, just real quick. I asked Judy what time of day her son was born at, and it turned out that it was 6:22, and she said, I think it was 6:09 in the morning. I'm like, okay. And then she emailed it to me. She went and looked, and she emailed it to me. And it was actually 6:22 in the evening. But listen to this. I looked up 6:22, the numerical value in Scripture. 6:22 is the first occurrence of it, which is a powerful indicator in Scripture of any analysis. Of a word whose value is 6:22 is the word generations, and it is in Genesis chapter 6 verse 9. So Judy had said 6:09, and it's in Genesis 6 chapter 9. I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 6 verse 9. And I don't know if I still got that pulled up or not. Anyway. It's about all of Noah's generations being perfect, and the verse ends, and Noah walked with God.
Whoa.
It's so much.
Like, how much more do you want? It's so mind-blowing. And anyone listening, I mean, I was brought up in a religion where looking at numbers and things like that, they just refer to Genesis. You're like, see, when the Nephilim left heaven, you know, the fallen ones, and came and fornicated with the women. See, they gave them the secrets of the stars and this and that. Well, if we're not supposed to be looking at these things, why was the Hebrew word written as a numerical code also? Why is the Lord having me working on a project involving astrology? Like, when he first brought that up to me, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you want me to do what now? And now I completely see why, and it's just, again, take everything you thought you knew, if you're hung up on that, and I know I'm saying this for a reason, because I'm being led to someone, because I don't know who it is, but just let it go.
Skeptical.
Like, let it go. That was the best thing I ever did. And this is coming from a man of science, honestly. Like, I can't stress that enough. Let it go.
Well, I would just add that it is absolutely scripturally encouraged to look in the sky, for the movement of the planets and the stars as indications of times and seasons. It's scriptural. And it's, you know, when people, you know, everything that the Lord has created has attempted to be distorted by evil, but it is absolutely, you just read the Bible, it's in there. These things are there for his times and seasons. And not this past spring, but a year ago spring, he took me through a very intense study over basically recorded history through the skies and showed me all kinds of things. And it was training, I think, to understand what we see now.
Amen. I feel like all of our experiences is training. Again, our Lord is a multitasker, and he is. So it's beyond our comprehension how smart he is. But, all right, guys, let's clear our minds. We'll play a song and try to get some words for our dear brother Roman's mom. Her name is Natalia, and she's listening tonight. So first, let's all say hi to Natalia and welcome her and say, firstly, welcome. It's great to have you. Secondly, good job with Roman. Like, what a guy. Like, honestly,
yeah,
I talked to him on the phone, and he's just, he's a blessing. We all love your son so much. So thank you for him. I'm sorry,
what's that, Katie? I was just saying I love you in Russian. Ya ti biubu blu, Natalia.
I'd be for not understanding Russian.
You have a word already?
Yeah.
Awesome.
You're a beautiful servant. Thank you for all you do for me. I love you with an everlasting love. Do not doubt me, for my plans for you will amaze you. Believe I am coming today. I will bless you. Believe I will shower you in my love. I want you to come home and be with me. You will love all your treasures I have for you. They are waiting on you to be here.
Wow.
There's a word in chat, Joe. I can go ahead and read that.
Yes, could you do that for me, Jerry? Thank
yeah,
you.
Sure. I'll just keep an eye on chat. Rosemary posted a word to Natalia from Jesus. Above all, know how much I love you. The beautiful place I prepared for you in heaven is waiting, finished, already for you. And I would just like to add to that at this moment that we really love Roman, and I really appreciate his enormous heart. I really do.
Amen. Guys, I want to welcome Keith to the line. Hi, Keith. You're calling just in time. We're playing telephone on Roman's mom, Natalia. So if you're getting any feeling about her spirit, I'm so interested to know anything about her because, again, we're all just led to say what a blessing Roman is. I mean, she needs to know, like, wow. So, yeah, let's keep it rolling. Words for Natalia.
The word that I get with Natalia is that God is showing me how Natalia is, like, lined up with God, and God really sees you as a true disciple. You know, he says that you really are in line with him. You know truth. He really stresses that you're able to discern truth very, very clearly, and you have that truth in your heart, and he sees that you really value his truth, and that you sort of built your, a lot of your walk is built on this gem of truth that you know is from God, and you stand so strong on it. You're like a soldier that you really, you discern the truth, you get it in your heart, you stand on it. And because of that, he says, you'll have many rewards, many blessings, because you're a true disciple. And that's he's what he's looking for. He's looking for a disciple like you that is to really walk with the truth and what he wants you to do. And he's really proud of you. It's really great.
Thank you for that, Keith. We're blowing up in chat with words. Jerry, are you able to handle that?
Yeah, I'm working on it here. I'm working here. From Stacy, Natalia, I'm coming. Know it. Do not doubt. I have so much in store for you. You are mine. I have known you before you were born. Beautiful plans have been made for you, each step of your life, and I think every different situation, I have been there. I see it all, and I have so much rewards in store for you. Trust me, I love you, my daughter. And Deborah just posted this, a snapshot for Natalia. She is standing before the Lord, and he is placing a beautiful crown on her head and putting a sparkling white cape around her. He loves her very much and is proud of her.
Anyone else in the line? Or?
I would just say the Lord actually just in my mind echoed exactly the words Deborah finished with. He loves her very much and is proud of her.
Yeah, and I really felt, you know, what Stacy was saying with just that he's known her before and he has beautiful plans for her. That's, wow, definitely spirit is strong. Let's continue. We'll play a song and we'll continue to get words.
Here's one from Carol. You are very special to me, my daughter. I am so very pleased with your service unto me. Great is, she's still typing, great is your reward. And that may be the end, I'm not sure. Okay, somebody else had something.
I have one too.
That's a good ending.
Yeah, great. Oh, I love you very much is what she's like.
Yeah.
All right, so this is mine word for you, Natalia. As I said, Yatsu Bilbo Blue, and I love your son, Roman. He's my BB, my second BBF in heaven and on earth. He has my heart. Anyway, Natalia, this is from you, from the Lord. He says, she is beautiful. She is my heart. She is my jewel, my gem. I love her very much. She shall walk with me in the kingdom. Her heart's desires are given freely. She shall know her place.
Thanks.
I have one. What I heard was that I love you, and it's when there's only one set of footprints, I am carrying you through the tough times of your life. I will be there and I will carry you, and I love you, and I want you to rest in me and know that I am with you yesterday, today, and forever. That's what I had.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
And then Rosemary has another word. Natalia, I am thankful to you for giving your son an atmosphere where he was encouraged to love me and freely give my love to others.
And Natalie, I'm sure that Roman's going to be giving you some words later that people email to him. You know, some people are given the gift of getting words directly. Some people are to the point where they actually write them down. And, you know, some of them are quite long, quite detailed. I mean, I've gotten ones on myself where it's just like, how could this person even know that? So I'm sure there'll be more on the way to you. It's just, you know, everyone has a different gift. And this is some people's and other people's are other gifts. So I know there'll be more words coming. Is there any left in chat, Jerry? I'm trying to.
There's nothing in there right now. We can go to a song and see how it goes. It's
powerful. Let's play a song with a running time of 4:14 to clear the palate. think we're going home, too. I want to welcome 973.
Hi, I'm late. My daughter's visiting, so I'm kind of all over the place here. But I'm chimed in anyway. Hi, honey. Hi, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Hi, sweetie. Yeah, okay. Yeah, she's here till Monday, but I had to make dinner and do stuff and make salads, and so I lost track of everything. So, but that's to be expected.
I said one dinner.
They're going to be here any second, and they went to some place in Tuxedo with some Renaissance fair or something. Didn't rain, so that was good. But I had to make salad. I'm making chicken, and you know, and they were she's so thrilled that I'm going to make a big salad because she eats very healthy. She was good.
So the whole RCC family will be over at your house and like.
Oh, well, more than welcome. I can't wait to cook pizza, right? Up in the sky.
I'll eat whatever you're cooking. It doesn't have to be pizza.
Oh, I love to cook, honey. Favorite. I'll have all kinds of goody stuff up there for you. I have a chicken dish to knock your socks off. Yep.
I have, real quick, I want to try. Judy is asked to read her word that she got from Natalia. Natalia, I am so grateful. Sorry, it's scrolling. I'm so grateful for your son, Roman. He makes waiting for the rapture fun, and his many gifts bless the body here. We would not be near as rich if Roman weren't here with us. I'm not sure which is what. Anyway, so thanks so much for raising him well. God bless you, and God tells me he is giving you the desires of your heart. He says, I cannot wait to surprise you, daughter.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And then, yeah, Pat, we were playing telephone on Natalia, who's Roman's mom.
Oh, I don't know who this is.
Listening.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's who
Roman's
that is.
Mom?
Say hi.
Yeah.
Yes, say hi to Natalia.
Hey, she did a good
right
job.
Now.
She gave us a good kid.
That's right.
I heard that a few times tonight.
You done good,
awesome.
Mom. You gave the world a gift. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, wow. Oh, I can just say that God is pleased with her. Sure, I don't have to get any telephone or nothing on her. He's pleased. Yeah. He's pleased, honey. Amen. He gave us Roman. Oh, my goodness.
Well, guys, we have 10 minutes left.
I know.
What do you guys want to do at the time?
I don't have time to read, Lana. I'll have to do it tomorrow. Yeah.
And Judy says there's the ton ahead of word.
Okay.
But I'm trying to find it. But I'm not sure I see it, unless we already wrote it. I know Rose, I read two of Rose's, so. I'm not sure I see it. Anyway, what you said, Pat, is what we've all said. Roman.
That was classic.
Oh, he's a doll. He's so young. That's what's incredible. He's so young, and God's just got his heart, you know, and that's so rare. All you young ones out there, I'm telling you, you're starting young. You have such a beautiful gift, you know, to love Jesus at such a young age. That is so rare in this day and age. But you guys got it. Why can't everybody get it, you know? He gives the grace to everybody, but if you want to throw sand in his face, he leaves you free. But Roman and the other ones didn't. They listened. They listened to God, and they followed him, and now they're so blessed. And they bless everyone else. So it's like a snowball effect. Yeah.
And it's not easy for a young man to express those things.
No, it's very hard. But God gives you the grace to do it. You have to be willing to accept.
I feel so old saying this, but I am so genuinely, I can't think of another word other than proud. It just doesn't even do it for, like, this younger generation. Late teens, early 20s. I mean, just so powerful. It's mind-blowing.
Well, look what the Holy Spirit said he would do in the latter days. Look what the Holy Spirit said he would do.
Even in my walk, when I look back to that point in my life, I'm like, I'd rather not think about that. But, you know, I see them, and I'm just like, wow.
Hey,
like,
but today's today, and you're with God.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, it's today that counts right
that.
Now. Sure.
But,
But that's for a lot of
but
people.
Again,
today,
just,
today.
It's,
never
it's
mind
so
what you
amazing.
Were. You love Jesus today. And make today work.
Amen. Amen, Pat.
Yeah, make today work. Love him and bring others into the kingdom. You have a mission.
Just,
ask the Holy Spirit what the mission is.
Just the coming together that we've all witnessed. I mean,
yes.
From the
this
oldest
is a miracle.
Of us to
the
youngest
show is a
of
miracle.
Us. This is yes. the most eclectic group ever. I mean, you couldn't
yes.
hire the best consulting company to pick out the most odd group of people who have nothing in common other than the Lord.
Yeah, but they love Jesus. That's what unites us. We're all over the place.
It really does, though, but it's gotten to the point where, like, we start loving one another, and it really is family now. I mean...
That is family,
these
yes.
These are the calls that I'm excited to pick up. Like, you know, I'll ignore 10 other ones.
Yes.
Oh, so-and-so's calling. Like,
you
know, like,
yeah,
you
get excited because
which,
it's like
not,
somebody
it's
gave...
Not the way,
yeah.
Yeah, but it's not the way I've
somebody
ever
gave birth.
Hired. I'm always like, whatever. But it's like, you know, again,
yeah.
you feel him
it's birthing a new baby.
Us,
every time someone new calls up, it's birthing a new baby. It's like we
yeah,
have a new
yeah.
baby in the family. Everybody who picks up the phone who's new and joins in, like Dave and Mike called in, I mean, and Kareem. I mean, it's
Dave
like we're having all these babies, you know, for the Lord, you know. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Dave has
yeah.
been with us for so long. I'm so happy you finally called in, Dave. I hope this becomes a nice thing. It's great having
and
you.
And what sweet people from the
yeah.
heart. That's God's kingdom. Childlike trust and faith and sincerity, and you can trust them, and no one's going to judge you, no one's going to condemn you, no one's going to throw anything in your face. Everything's unconditional. Everything is love. You could be the dumbest, ugliest person on the earth, and you're just going to get a hug from us and love, and we're going to talk about Jesus. We don't care about anything else. Yeah, really. It doesn't
I think
matter.
We got Tana back. I think she has the
okay.
word, but...
Hi, sweetie.
Hello, I'm driving.
Hi, baby.
I'm driving to work.
Okay.
Oh, what I said in chat, Jerry, was just, I was just saying I love Roman and that he always makes me laugh and smile in chat.
Yeah,
and his love, I love his love of everybody, and it's just Jesus' love flowing through his heart.
Yes.
What I said.
He's a special friend. He's written me so many beautiful things, you know. I'm going to tell you guys something. He told me. Roman, I hope you don't mind. He saw my mansion in heaven. He saw the white walls with gold things and pillars of things going up like Roman columns and marble furniture. And he saw you guys staying overnight at my place. He said, I saw all these people. You're all at my place. Because I always said to the Lord, if I ever have a place in heaven, I want all these rooms decorated to everybody's liking, whatever their nationality or whatever. I used to go through catalogs years ago. Talk about being a nutcase for the Lord. And Roman didn't even know about that. And Roman saw my mansion, and he saw all you guys staying overnight. I just got to get somebody to help me make pizza.
Yeah, there you go. You're just throwing a little pasta, Pat. You'll be fine.
Oh, I can make any kind of any dish you want. You just name it, and I got
it
for
I
you.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. That I can't do the checkbook or dust, but I'll cook for you and sing. You know, that's about it.
So Joe, I have just an insight that the Lord shared with me, I think, a couple of days ago, and we don't really have time to do it total justice, but it fits so well with what you were talking about, family. You know, we're a family because we have the most important thing in common, and that's the Lord. And as I was praying the other day, he gave me an insight because having more and more experience discerning between, you know, hearing from Jesus versus hearing from Father God. And the insight was that Jesus is the human component in the Godhead. And in heaven, he is free to pursue the similar kinds of things that we would have. You know, the desires and the levity and the kind of things we try to share with each other here. And the thing is, you know, his life, from a human's point of view, was not very great. You know, he was born. His family was on the run for most of the years. He had supernatural insight and knowledge. And then in his ministry,
you know, he couldn't believe, people couldn't understand what he was trying to tell them and what the spiritual leading was and all these other things. And in the end, he had to die on the cross. And from a human point of view, it was incredibly difficult. So do you think he wants to have fun when he's in heaven? You're darn right he does. he's having as much fun as he can have, and he deserves it. So that's one of the reasons we get these playful images and messages from him, is because he's having a great time, and he should be.
It's like he and I, you know, smile, be cheerful. I'm there. Tell me about it. I'll take care of it.
And we are all drawn to the Lord and drawn to this time, because that's what he's drawn to. He's so anxious for this time when we can be with him. And it's
right.
him in us that has drawn us to look for these days and to seek out his ways. It's
Amen.
Him in us that has done it.
Perfect. Yeah, he said it all. He hit it.
And that's what we share with each other.
Yes. The eagerness, the love.
All right.
We know. We know that we know that we know. We're getting ready to fly.
Yep.
Keep Israel in prayer. I mean, it's just getting to be horrible. Hamas is starting to really look bad to the rest of the world, because they keep breaking the ceasefires, and now they got Egypt involved trying to get a thing on the table, you know. So who knows where it goes? But God's in charge. Yeah.
God is in charge.
And we got three people coming to America. There's two. One is already here with Ebola. So who knows where that's going to go? Yeah.
Yep.
It's all their plan, but God's plan is going to crush that.
God's
so,
plan. Yes,
you know.
He'll crush it.
10 seconds left on air. Guys.
Okay.
Stir the bride
and
says.
The bride says, come.
Lord.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, it's time.
Come.
It's past
Daddy,
time.
Rescue us, Daddy.
Yes, Daddy, come get us. Come get us. Get that chariot down here and take us up. Love you all.
Love you, Tana. Love you, everybody.
Love you, everybody.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Okay, see you in the air.
Thanks, Jared.
Bye. Love you all.
Thanks, Jared.
Bye. Love you all.
Thanks, everybody.
Jared. You're welcome.
Sorry I'm late.
Amen.
Oh,
love
man,
to have
I
you.
I can't believe I was so late.
That's okay.
Okay. Oh, jeepers.
It was
perfect. You called in and like reiterated something that so many people
yeah.
said.
Yeah, such a blessing.
Really?
Yeah,
because
you totally reflected what we've been saying about Roman for
I
his
had
mom
no
and,
idea.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know. That's why it was so perfect.
That's the Holy
Spirit. That's right.
Yeah,
right.
Roman has a great fire and excitement in him, you know, for the Lord, so we can all just draw from that fire, you know.
Amen.
Because he has sent me so many wonderful emails. Roman, thank you so much. We have just shared back and forth so deeply. You know, he's like a super blessing. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
And God tells him things, and he sees things. So I haven't shared that, but I'm sure I don't think he minded that I shared that with you.
Yeah,
you're all staying at my place.
Awesome.
Oh, love it. Because I love to entertain. Oh, God dear.
Yeah,
I love to entertain. Yeah. So that's just right up my alley here. I just grab you all and feed you and give you a nice room. Won't even charge you.
Hey.
Everything's free, and it's better than anything you got down here, let me tell you.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
All right, you guys, I love you. We're going to shut
okay,
this thing
love
down.
You.
Keep
mm-hmm.
track of
yeah, too. And we'll see you mañana, if. At least
yep.
in the
not
air.
Not earlier.
Yep.
Yeah.
Much,
yeah.
I Lord, very it's close fun. To me today, very serious conversations, just... Very alive, and we're hanging in here, you know, and very close, very, very
right.
close, very serious
I,
today.
I
yeah.
believe so. I believe
yes.
so.
Yes, very serious. Oh, that's what he said to me. He said, you know, I was saying something, and he said, I'm always getting dressed up, because I always dress a little bit up when my daughter's here real quick, and he said, you know, I could take you at any time. He told me dressing up, and I said, that'll be great.
yeah, there you go.
And I said, and I stifled the thing like, when?
Okay, Dad,
okay.
I'll be in the car.
I'll beat you there. That was so cute because I was getting dressed up, you know, and for her. For I always put on a little makeup and nicer clothes when she comes to visit. Do that for anybody. But that's what he said. That was so cute. Just right out of the blue. He does that. He just gets you right out of the blue.
Yep.
Oh, it's so funny. He's sweet. Oh.
Yes. Let's just enjoy the final outpouring of the Spirit. Again, there's
Don't wish away the present.
He's bestowing gifts on us right now. Please just go receive them. And that's it.
Right.
And the transmission. I love you all. We'll talk very soon.
Okay.
Jerry, thank you again so much for your help tonight, brother.
You're welcome. Love you, brother.
All right. Love you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Pat.
Okay.